Okay, so we're going to learn a very small piece. The book is called Ma'agel Toif. It's a diary of his travelings. This rabbi, Chaim Yosef David Azulay, the Chidoit, was a great, great Sephardic rabbi, big one. He writes like this: Yom Vov Tammuz, Beis Shois Koidem Chatzois. He says it was the 6th of Tammuz, and it was 2 hours before the midday, so that means in the morning. Nasanu be diligenza, like a diligence, something like that. Vehainu oilchim kol alayla, and we traveled the whole night, v'chol hayom, and the whole day, at zayin shois achar chatzos, until the afternoon, like late afternoon, 7 hours after the midday. Sheiganu leshalom beParis, and we arrived in peace to Paris. So he was traveling in Europe. Uba Musio Fabri, and this person came up, Musio Fabri, that was his name. V'alachnu lebeis kreivosoi, v'ikavnu dalet shois, and we went to the house of his parent, not parent, I'm sorry, of his close family. It doesn't say exactly which close family it was, and we were there for 4 hours. In the house of this family of Musio Fabri. Behera li hu bekreivo isaf, ponim yofis meot, and him, this Musio, and the relatives, they showed to me very, very nice countenance, like they treat me very well. Verotza shioichal sham imaim, and they want me to eat there with them. They want me to eat something. Vani omarti eini oichel ki im beitzim tzluim im yadeinu al yadeinu, I'm sorry, venisratz. And I told them, look, I'm only going to eat boiled eggs if I did the boiled eggs. I have to do them. And they were okay, so it's fine. They were okay. Go, rabbi, and you boil your eggs. Vani omarti legoi anizkar. And I told to this non-Jew that we mentioned before, this Fabio Musio Fabri, she yo ameli bame mamin. Tell me, in what do you believe? Ve'omar li ba'Hashem Elokei Israel, and he answered me in God, the God of the Jews. Ve'chokarti ba'zeh, and I really analyzed this issue. It seems that he asked other questions also. Ve'nire be'einav shekachu, and it seemed to my eyes that actually this is the way it is. He really believes on this. Ve'amarti lo, and I told him in Ken, if this is so, that you really believe in the God of Israel, ba'boiker uva'erev toimar posuk shema Israel. In the morning and in the evening, you should say the verse. It says specifically posuk shema Israel. The verse shema Israel, here Israel, etc. Utekayim shiva mitzvahs, and fulfill the 7 commandments. Utizayer mishituf bechol oifen, and be careful not to associate shituf, it means associating God with something else, with somebody, some other power, whatever. Be very careful with this. In any way, don't take shituf, this association, in any way, a form of some form of idolatry. Ki im ichud gomur l'Hashem Elokei Israel. You should only be unified completely with God, the God of Israel. Ve'kibel, and he accepted. Ve'omar shelo yispalel ki im L'Hashem Elokei Israel. And he said, I will only pray to the God of Israel. And then it finishes like 3-4 more lines. Ubevadei pam rishoina amali sidur Avram Vidal, Señor Avram Vidal. And when I went back, when I was there for the first time, he told me that there's such a person, Avram Vidal, I don't know who it is, sheispalel al Malka, that he prayed for the queen. Apparently the queen of France, she disabled, that she should get pregnant. And it's been now 4 months that she got pregnant, because Abraham Vidal was praying for her, she got pregnant. Musio Fabri, and this Musio Fabri told me, look, your prayer did fruits, had fruits. And I answered him, I answered him, this is not because I'm a righteous person, rather because I have the merit of my parents. They were righteous people, their memory should be a blessing. This is the paragraph. It says clearly, Posuk Shema Yisrael, the verse Shema Yisrael. It doesn't say to recite the whole Shema Yisrael with all the other commandments. It says Posuk Shema Yisrael, but very interesting because it says, Baboiker uBoerev, in the morning and in the afternoon. And this idea of reciting Shema in the morning and in the afternoon, that's only mentioned later, not in the verse. The verse only says God is one, like in a simple explanation. God is only one. Only later it says, Beshoch v'chov v'kumecha, when you go to sleep, when you wake up, that's what our sages learn from the place where our sages learn that actually you should recite this twice a day. So it's like a combination of ideas. I'm only telling you to recite just the first verse. So don't think the rest of the paragraph actually talks to you. It doesn't. However, since we learn from the rest of the paragraph that you should say it twice. It's like a combination of ideas. But this is what the Hiddah wrote. And again, the Hiddah was such an authority that nobody can say, the Hiddah said, but I don't agree. Okay, it's not somebody you can not agree with. Of course, you can have other great rabbis saying something different, and you can say, I follow this other opinion, this other way of thinking, and that's okay, that's fine. But in these things, like whether a non-Jew should say the Shema or not, at least I haven't seen any other writings. So if the Hiddah writes this, it goes. Definitely.